Before U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell tabled a vote on the Senate's version of the GOP health care bill on Tuesday, Democrats held a press conference on how the bill would negatively impact their states, especially when it comes to fighting the opioid crisis. WSHU's Anthony Moten reports.
Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut laid out how the bill would affect someone who relies on private insurance to deal with their addiction.
Perhaps the majority of states will pass laws allowing insurance companies to remove the requirement that insurance plans cover addiction. So they will go without insurance, eventually finding themselves in crisis, putting them in an emergency room. First, they will find that there are less emergency rooms than there were before this bill's passage because the monstrous cuts to Medicaid will cause rural hospitals in particular to just shut their doors.
Murphy says that for those lucky enough to make it to an emergency room,
you will look around and find the waiting room just crammed with three times as many people as you would find today. Why? Because there will be 23 million of people who won't have insurance, 15 million off the bat. They won't just be people with addiction. There'll be people with mental illness. There'll be people with cancer. There'll be people with other chronic diseases. And they will all be sitting in the emergency room because they have nowhere else to go.
No Democrats in the House or Senate support the GOP health care bill. And Republicans are still looking for more support from their own party for the bill to pass in the Senate. Senate Republican leaders have decided to push off the vote until after next week's July 4th recess. Anthony Moten, WSHU News.